The State Department of Education says the number of middle and elementary school students who are more than two grade levels behind in math and reading is higher now compared to previous years. 23% of elementary school students are two or more grade levels behind in math and English language arts. Middle school students were hit even harder. 40% of middle school students were two or more grade levels behind in English and language arts, and 35% were behind in math. That follows a national trend observed by the Northwest Evaluation Association. Beth Tarasawa is one of the association's main researchers.
Gains in math were lower on average this fall than in prior years. And so more kids, as a result of that, are falling behind to their prior standing. And to just give you an estimate there, on average, math scores were between 5 and 10 percentile points lower for this group of kids compared to the same grade kids in 2019.
Hawaii Deputy School Superintendent Phyllis Unebasami has plans to curb learning loss.
And so this begs questions, not just are those kids missing from our data, but are they missing from school more broadly? And does this mean they're not able to connect? Do they not have devices? Are they not enrolled altogether? And so there's kind of this bigger call to action.
But House Education Committee Chair Representative Justin Woodson wants more information about underrepresented students.
I still have questions about some of the specifications as to how learning loss is happening. I would like to know some of the population groups in which it's happening. If in fact there's a variance, what is the breakdown per island more specifically?
Tarasawa says the NWEA study on learning loss saw a higher percentage of students not represented in this year's study. And these students are more likely to be from historically marginalized communities.
And so this begs questions, not just are those kids missing from our data, but are they missing from school more broadly? And does this mean they're not able to connect? Do they not have devices? Are they not enrolled altogether? And so there's kind of this bigger call to action.
School Superintendent Christina Kishimoto says the main issue to correcting learning loss in Hawaii will be funds. She points to Tennessee, which announced plans for one-to-one tutoring, but also with increased pay for teachers.
They're saying, yes, they have a budget crisis, but if they don't infuse money into the school system and create stability and longevity in terms of the ability for longer-term planning, they might lose momentum on the kind of things that we would like to do to really have this change be long-term and be permanent and not an interim step.
The proposed budget cuts to DOE are just over $100 million and would include cutting about 800 teacher positions. The State Board of Education will meet on Thursday to discuss the proposed cuts and how to spend $183 million in new federal funding to address COVID-19 and learning losses. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.